In this week's episode, Peter Dinkler speaks out about Disney's live-action version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Soon after, Disney responds. There's a plethora of shows coming to Disney+. One was just added and pulled from theaters. Disney legend and Walt Disney Archives founder gets a window on Main Street, USA. It's about time and well-deserved. Also, the D23 Expo, Magic Key Lounge, I'm a TikTok star, and more on this Omicron episode of the Mousepire Podcast. Welcome to Mousepire, your source for Disney, Star Wars, and everything in between. This is the podcast where both empires collide.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Mousepire Podcast.
What's going on? Uh-oh!
The apprentice lives.
What is this?
You best start believing in ghost stories, Miss Turner. You're in one.
Think of me, Harley Joe.
You never had a friend like me.
Some imagination, huh?
Made you look.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Yeah. Yeah, give me a doctor, people. I need a doctor. Yeah, what's up? I'm back, but not better than ever. And I know that you guys probably missed me, or maybe you didn't even know I was gone. I don't know. I think this has been like 3 weeks or something, or maybe this is my third week, something like that. You guys know that I've been sick. I had a cough and it went away. I don't know why that played that. I was actually moving and my mic cord hit the button. But it's not Christmas anymore. So anyway, yes, so I got sick and it went away. The cough went away and then it started to come back. So, I just had a cough again, and then, some people came over, well, not over here, but people came over to California. You know, I always talk about going to Arizona, so, they came to California, and they called me up, and they said, hey, we're here. Do you want to go and get something to eat? Do you want to go get tacos? You think I'm going to say no? I'm like, sure, let's go. So I went, got some tacos, and after that, we went back to the house. They were staying at their, my friend's staying at his parents' house with the kids and everything. So anyway, was over there just hanging out, watching TV, and I was, you know, coughing. I'm trying not to cough so much because, you know, there's other people in the house and not trying to get them sick. But anyway, they took me home and I ended up having a fever. And I got my little heat gun here. I used the gun to, you know, check the temperature on my heat press. So when I checked the temperature on me, it said it was 101. And I know I felt warm. I was like, what the hell? So now I'm getting worried because it's 101. So I usually I would come home, watch some TV, probably eat another snack. But I was like, nah, I'm going to bed. So I went to bed, and when I woke up, the fever was gone. So I was happy with that, to know, hey, no fever, fever's gone. But the cough wasn't. Anyway, I was, you know, I was feeling better since I didn't have the fever. But then, let's see, that was on Sunday when I woke up, I felt better. So I'm just watching football and everything. And then Monday comes, and my dad had got up to put the dog out. And I guess he fell. So, don't know really what happened with him falling, why he fell. I don't know, it's one of those things when you get up really quick and then you get dizzy. So he ended up falling, and he was on the ground. When I woke up, he's still on the ground. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's on nothing. I'm like, you all right? He's like, yeah. Can you get up? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. But he didn't get up. He said he could, but I don't know. So anyway, we did the, you know, call 911. Get people over here, because there's no way we can get him up. So anyway, they picked him up. They took him and everything. And unfortunately, he got the COVID. Yeah. But I was checking him, and he didn't have a temperature, and he didn't have, he had coughing. He didn't have, I guess, one of the, what do you call it, symptoms is fatigue, which explains why he was laying on the floor sleeping, because he was snoring. But after a while, you're like, hey, you got to get this guy up. So he had that, and he was in the hospital for 2 weeks. So that's one of the reasons why I wasn't recording, because I was dealing with that and everything that comes with that. And then when we found out that he had tested positive, we were told that we needed to get tested here. So I found out that the city I live in were giving out those free home COVID tests. So I went to go grab one, but they were only giving one per person. And they told me there was two tests in there. So I'm like, all right, well, I can have that. My mom and my brother use those, and I'll go get tested at the site. So I went to the site, and this was on a Friday. So I'm going to go get tested at the site, and then like Sunday morning, I get the text saying that with the results. And the results said, I tested positive. I'm like, okay, well, kind of explains, because after a while, I still had my cough, and then I had a little shortness of breath, which really, really wasn't bad. I wasn't gasping for air, you know, trying to get air or anything. Just I can feel it in my chest, just a little bit of a shortness of breath there. And then I had the fatigue, because I just, boom, I passed out. I was gone. I was sleeping, and I try to wake up, and you just feel so drowsy, and just like, it doesn't matter like what time it is, and you just want to go back to sleep. And that's the way my dad felt. He just wanted to sleep. That's what he said. He even told the nurses over in the hospital, I just want to sleep. I just wanted to sleep. So it's some really, really bad fatigue, because it's just like, I think it's a little, when you get the flu and you just want to sleep, and you know, you feel better for sleeping, I think it's like a little bit more than that type of fatigue, being tired, because I just want to sleep, but then I'm like, I got to get up, I got to do things, you know. And so that's basically the reasons I haven't been here recording, because I've been dealing with that. I'm lucky that was fine, you know, I didn't have to go to the hospital, because if I did, I just think this whole house would have crashed, because there's no one here to do anything, you know. So Don't worry, I wasn't out spreading the vid anywhere. You know, I doing a lot of Postmates, getting food delivered, or I just head to the drive-thru real quick. But I wasn't out there trying to spread anything. I was being careful. My mom did test negative, which is good. My brother, he tested positive, but he had no symptoms, so I think he's all right. I did have an appointment with my doctor on this past Monday, and it's been the 2 weeks, like I said, since I was tested. She said, you know, the new guidelines, since they say 5 days of being isolated, so I'm pretty sure I'm past those 5 days. She said I was fine, but I'm still not trying to, you know, go out to the parks and stuff, so I'm good. My dad is home now. And he has a way to recover. He still has a cough. And I, you know, I went to go grab the medications that they prescribed for him and everything. So that's what I've been doing. And that's why I've been gone. But I'm okay. We're all right. I did find out that the people who came over from Arizona, they got the vid too. I'm not going to say they gave it to me. I'm not going to say I gave it to them, because I don't know where it came from. Because when I when I saw them, one of them was already sick. And she decided not to go to dinner with us because she wasn't feeling well. So I don't know. It could come from anywhere. So, hey, be careful. I was lucky. I didn't have to go to the hospital. All right, so I'm going to move on real quick. Well, not real quick, but move on. I have a big list of what I had things to talk about for the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it is. I just wanted to mention this real quick because I thought it was funny. One of those news outlets that talks about Disney all the time mentioned that a TikTok star was seen at Disneyland or something. And I thought that was so funny. Because I don't think anyone who's on TikTok is a star. I mean, I have a TikTok account, so can I say I'm a star? I'm a TikTok star, guys. Did you guys know that? Can I say I'm an Instagram star? You know those Instagram people who go on there and take pictures and post this and this and that, and they're like, oh, all of a sudden they're an Instagram model. I'm a model. I'm on Instagram. No. No, you just take pictures and pretend to be a model. So anyone who's on TikTok, you're not a star. And just because you're at Disneyland, you're not a big deal. Who cares? No one knows who you are. I thought that was funny. Tell you, these people nowadays, I mean, like, anyone can be a star now, right? Let's go on TikTok and say, I'm a star. Kind of like those people who cook on TikTok or do cooking or whatever, and now they're a TikTok chef. I'm a TikTok chef. Really? Are you? I think it's funny because I've been watching Next Level Chef. I think that's what it's called. Gordon Ramsay, Next Level Chef. And they had this guy who was a TikTok chef. He's already out. not much of a chef if you can't last on that show. And you're one of the first people to leave. Yeah. So, no. You're not a TikTok chef. You're not a star. You just have an account on TikTok like everyone else does. That's all there is to it. Anyway. Saw another thing from those news outlets saying the monorail at Disneyland is going to close indefinitely. And I'm like, why is that news? They make it sound like the monorail is closing and it's never coming back. It's never coming back, guys, because they said it's going to close indefinitely. No. You would think that people would know, since it's been put out there about the Downtown Disney construction that's going to be going on over there that I've talked about, you know, taking out AMC, putting in new shops over there, talking about how Starbucks over there is going to be closing, Earl of Sandwich is going to be closing, all that stuff is going to be torn down, new things going to be put up, and if you think about it, if you're over there in that Starbucks on that corner, right between Starbucks and Legos, what's in between that? What's over there? The monorail? So obviously that's going to be affected. And the monorail station over there. And so, hey, they're just going to be doing that. You know, I'm over here trying to get it on my map. That's why I'm pausing. So, yeah, between the Lego stores and the Starbucks. You know, you walk over there between the Lego store and Starbucks. There's the restrooms right there behind Lego. And there's also the track of monorail that goes to the station right there. So, if they're going to be tearing down that building where Starbucks and Sugar Boo is and Earl of Sandwich, well, then obviously the tracks, it's going to be affected because there'll be construction going on. And so, that's why the monorail will be closing on, according to Disney, it says it will be closing from February. See, right here, it gives you a date. It says February 14th through March 6th. So, that's not even that long. And people were saying, well, those people were saying indefinitely. So, there you go. Disney here on, if you go to the Disneyland app and then go to the monorail, it says the Disneyland monorail will be closed for refurbishment from February 14th, 2022 to March 6th, 2022. So that's a few weeks. Doesn't seem like it's a long time. Doesn't seem like it's a big deal. So we'll see. As soon as I heard that the monorail was going to be closing, I figured, well, that construction is going on. You got the tracks right there. That's probably why they'll be closing. But maybe it's not going to be affected. I don't know. But I don't think those dates are considered indefinitely. So a lot of times when an attraction closes for refurbishment on the Disneyland calendar, you can't actually find when it's going to reopen, because the calendar only opens up day by day by day. So if you wait a little bit and you finally are able to get to March dates, then you'll probably see it. But, you know, people see on the calendar, oh, it's going to close, and it's closing indefinitely because we don't know what's going to open. So, yeah. Just, you know, be aware of that stuff. Just because you don't find a reopening date doesn't mean it's indefinitely. All right. So, I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are trying to stay safe and all that stuff. I saw today on Instagram, I saw lines to get into Disney World. Oh my God, that thing was crazy. It was packed. Reminded me of the 24-hour day. People trying to get in and can't get in. Wow. I guess it was that rope drop, so I guess the park hasn't opened yet. But there were so many people there. And I'm definitely not trying to, you know, get into crowds of people right now. Yeah, that's just crazy. So, what else do I got? Just going to recap some stuff that I actually wanted to talk about. Like, the After Dark Nights. Well, you know, those tickets went on sale. I'm not really sure right now, like, what's available, what's not available. Maybe I will figure it out, like right now. as I'm going through my things here, going through the website. But Disneyland After Dark, Star Wars, let's see, Sweethearts. So we're in February, and, we're not in February, we're going to February, I just saw it's February. February 1st is the first Sweethearts night, and I guess it's saying they're sold out. I'm just looking here, and it says general admission tickets are sold out for the Sweethearts night. So, I don't have any, plans on going to that one, but if you guys, are going, I would love to hear what you guys think of it. Sure, it's the same as last time. Star Wars Night says tickets are sold out also. I'm going to that on May 27th, the last one, since that's the time of the Star Wars celebration. And this, what else? Who was going on? What else was going on? Oh, we had the Villains Night, huh? And I guess those are sold out too. According to the website, tickets are sold out for Villains Night, March 8th and 10th. I'm going on the 8th. Interesting. So, hey, guess what? Tickets are sold out. And if you didn't get any, well, you snooze, you lose, right? Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of tickets and sold out and all that kind of stuff, we also have the D23 Expo that's coming back to Anaheim. Not that it left, but just didn't come back last time. And let's see here. Now, I guess there was a pre-sale Visa thing. If you were charging by Visa, you were able to get it early. So, in case you didn't know, the D23 Expo is September 9th, 10th, and 11th at Anaheim Convention Center. And they did those pre-sale tickets, and at the time the pre-sale was going on, I wasn't sure if I was going to go or not. I'm just thinking about it. I'm like, I don't know right now. But right now, if you were going to just do a one-day ticket, Saturdays are sold out. The Saturday one-day ticket for Gold members and D23 General member are sold out. A D23 general member is actually their free membership. So you can go over to Disneyland.com or Disney or D23.com and, you know, sign up to be a D23 member. You can get the free membership. But the Saturday tickets are sold out. And the three-day tickets are also sold out. And just to give you an example on pricing. So if you had the general member membership, a one-day ticket was it's $99. And it's $79 for a child. And that's ages 3 to 12. Wow, 12. And between the D23 Gold member, pricing is $89 for adults and still $79 for a child. The 3-day ticket, since I don't have a price here, I don't remember what the 3-day ticket was for the general. I think the 3-day ticket for the Gold was $429, and they also had a Hall D23 preferred seating, which was like $800 or something like that. And all that meant was you get the preferred seating if you go into the Hall D23 for any of the panels or things they were having in there, or that they are having in there. But there's no way in hell it's going to spend $800 for that. So anyway, right now you still have Friday and Sunday tickets available for both general member and gold member. And I'm not talking about Austin Power. And so, yeah, for D23, I heard Dan, the mailman, is going on Friday. Like he said, going on Friday only. So, hey, he'll be there Friday. I'll be there on Friday. So if you want to meet up or whatever, or buy us a hot dog, they have good hot dogs there. Trust me, I know. Yeah, hit us up. Email us. MousePirate@gmail.com. So yeah, there you go. All right. Let's see what's next. All right. So, you know what's next? Speaking of Dan the mailman, Dan the voicemail man. Hey, don't forget, you can be part of the MousePire crew in the NPC. Head over to anchor.fm/MousePire podcast, and you can record a message. Maybe you can comment and respond to something I've said. Maybe if you think you're a TikTok star, let me know. So anyway, we're going to head over there to anchor.fm/MousePire. We have some messages here from Dan. He sent this on January 11th. And so this is from there. He's I only heard a little bit of the first one. And he's talking about the rain. So let's hear what he has to say.
All right, man. Some more about the rain. So I was there on the 29th and much better prepared for the rain. I bought my own, like, better poncho, like a fishing style one, and went with that and a proper rain jacket. And it was good. But the wait times were long. That's why I don't believe that stuff. Like you were talking about, no one's going to give up their vacation time, especially with this reservation system. So there's that. The lines were so long, my friend actually opted to buy me a Genie Plus. So he did, because he just said, you know what? I don't really care. I don't like waiting in line, and I want to wait even less in line in the rain. So he bought it for me and we used it. He controlled it from his application, and we just went in and down some different times. Of course, Rise was already done for the day by the time we bought it. Anyway, so we used it for just a couple of rides. Small World being one of them. I don't remember what else. But I didn't wait 4 hours in line. There's no way I was going to wait 4 hours in line. It actually got me on pretty quick right away. You can see the benefits if you don't go very often. But it is pricey. $20 seems like nothing, but $20 every time you go for your entire party, because it's never just me. I'm always going to have to buy it for somebody else. So I don't know. One-time trip, okay. I guess I could see it. Not on a regular basis. That's just me. That's what I think. In other news, I was part of the Oga's mix-up. So I got $75 in gift cards. Plus I had another $25 Disney gift card that someone had given me. So I had $100 and I decided to finally use it at Savvy's. So I just did Savvy's this last week. I custom built my own lightsaber. The whole experience was actually pretty cool and I think worth it. If you're going to buy one of the legacy sabers or whatever it's called, it's already like $130 anyway. So it's a whole show that's actually pretty cool. And you get to pick, you know, the different pieces that you put on your hilt and then your blade color. They told us they had purple and red available in the workshop, but Doc Ondor's was sold out.
Real quick, the Oga's mix-up is when they canceled reservations. Out of the blue, they just canceled them. He had a reservation for one day he was going to go, and they just got canceled. So they gave him those gift cards and in return for basically saying we're sorry. And I think using the gift cards to build a lightsaber is a great idea. I didn't even think about that.
So they told us if you want purple or red, you should get it here because you can buy blue and green, the crystals for it. at Doc Ondor's, but they were sold out of those in Doc Ondor's. So I decided to go with the red, of course, keep it Vader. And the whole experience was pretty cool, man. I'm not going to lie. It was worth it. I see myself doing it again at some point, especially because I think my kids want to do it. And my brother and I were the ones that got it, although they were able to watch. But super cool. Would totally recommend it. Might have had a little tear in my eye. You never know. So that's what we got this week, man. I'm at the park this weekend as I record this. I'm sure I'll have an update for you next week. So talk to you soon, buddy.
So, hey, there you go. Be a part of the MPC. Head over to anchor.fm/mousepoweredpodcast. You can record a message. Hey, let me know what you guys are doing in the parks. Let me know something that you've seen that I haven't talked about, or maybe you want me to talk about something I don't tell you. I don't know, whatever it is. You can be part of the show, just like Dan there. So, in case you haven't seen, didn't know, hey, we have a YouTube account. It's called Mousepire. You can go over there, subscribe, and yeah, you can hit the little bell notification thing. And don't worry, I'm not going to be ding, 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 ding every day. But we do have a video of me building the lightsaber. And that was when I went with Tim. Actually, I was building it for him because he bought two. I didn't get to, you know, keep it. But I built one myself. And I took Miles for his, was a birthday present a couple years ago. And I built it and I used, I got the purple Kyber crystal. I have a purple lightsaber. It's pretty cool. It's a great experience. I do know that the price went up on that since when I built mine. But it is, you're paying for the experience. It's, I don't know. It's really cool. It's fun. It's something really fun to do. And if you're into Star Wars, you're into all that, definitely do it if you haven't done it already. If you have kids who are into Star Wars and they want to do that, or maybe you can surprise them and do it. You know, if I believe, I know you can take one person in there. I don't know if it's one or two, but you can at least take one person in there so they can watch. Like he said, his kids watched. But it's a good experience. It's just really cool. There's a story to it. There's a Yoda in there. He talks to you. It's not a spoiler. Pretty sure people talked about it before. But yeah, it's a really, really, really cool. So yeah, try that out if you guys haven't done that already. All right. So a few weeks ago, I talked to you about Disney Pixar Turning Red, and played you the trailer for that and everything. Well, I guess that it is now not going into the theaters, but will be coming out on Disney Plus. Going straight to Disney Plus. And I guess the reason for that was basically the surge of, you know, COVID, the Omicron virus variant, whatever you call it. So Disney, Pixar, they decided that they were going to just do it, you know, straight to Disney Plus on Friday, March 11th. Instead of heading to the theaters. And I'm just going to mention, I think this past weekend, Spider-Man regained the top number one movie for the weekend, whatever it is, how they measure it. So, yeah, people are still going to Spider-Man. I still haven't seen it. I just, well, you know why. I got sick. Miles saw it. He thought it was pretty cool. Turning Red, going straight, sorry about that, going straight to Disney Plus instead of going to the theaters. I guess it's cool in a way. I love going to movies and watching movies and everything like that, but it's so hard to, you know, I got the vid and I don't know how I got it. I don't know if, I'm not going to say my friends gave it to me. because I had been sick. My dad was sick. My dad was kind of like going all over the place and not like socializing. He's just going to the market and, you know, grabbing food and stuff like that. So you don't know who has it out there. Maybe he got it from them. We don't know. But definitely my dad's not out there partying, going to clubs and stuff. Oh my gosh. And I haven't went anywhere. So I don't know. I think it's better be safe. I would love to go watch these movies, you know, in the theater. But I don't know. Especially Spider-Man. I wanted to go check it out. But I kept seeing that it was like basically sold out. You know, all the only seats were up in front. And if they're selling out theaters, that means that they don't care about, you know, how many people are in there. I don't know. I haven't been in there. I don't know if they, like, skip a row or, I mean, skip a seat or type of thing. And they're just putting those. You know what? They probably don't. Because now that I think about it, I think I've been on the app and I saw everything open for, like, a certain time. Like, maybe, like, a 10 o'clock show. You know, 10 o'clock when I'm, you know, sleeping. So, yeah, I don't know. Just got to be safe, you know. Hopefully I get back to the theater soon and, you know, be able to see that.
It feels like there is something in this place.
People have been telling stories about seeing ghosts around that place for generations.
Isn't it obvious? Paranormal activity.
Harper?
All right, that was a little clip there from Secrets of Sulphur Springs. That's on a, Disney Plus. I don't know if it's on Disney Channel. I haven't really looked. But it's on Disney Plus. And I talked to you about that before. This is season 2 came out on, I think January 15th or something like that. I don't know. It just came out not too long ago. I have already finished season 2. I told you that I think it's a very, very good series. I highly recommend it. You guys should check it out if you haven't seen it yet. It's crazy. Basically, it's about this family that bought this old hotel. And of course, it has a lot of history with different families. And then there's like a spirit inside the hotel, and it has to do with let's just say, you know, ghost and time travel and a whole bunch of mystery, and it's really good. And the very first season I watched it, and like there was a couple of parts that were scary that made me cringe. And it wasn't a type of boo, you know, and you get scared jumping, just the sounds. It's really, really like really good sound effects. And so, I mean, definitely you guys should check this out. I was telling a friend of mine about this. I go, it's not, you know, people see Disney Channel, you know, think, oh, it's for kids and things like that. But, I would definitely recommend this for adults too. It's really good. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell you how good it is, but definitely watch it. If you haven't seen it yet, check out Secrets of Sulphur Springs, seasons 1 and 2, Disney Plus. Trust me on that. I am not going to lead you astray. It's an awesome show. And of course, I'm ready for season 3. Yes, I am. I'm glad that I actually forgot that it was coming out, what day it was coming out. And then I found out, oh, it's out. So I was glad that I, you know, remembered, and I just You know, I think I'm just trying to look it up real quick because I think it was only 8 episodes. Trying to see. But they're like really quick. They're like 22 minutes to 24 minutes an episode. So this season there were 7 episodes. Last season there were 11 episodes. Is there any more coming? No, I'm just kidding. I don't think there's any more coming this season. It says 7 episodes here. Let me go to Disney Plus and check it out there. But definitely, I recommend you checking that out because it's really good. Season 2 here, I watched 8 episodes. So 8 episodes for season 2, 11 for season 1. And it's just crazy how things tie in. And then you're like, oh, that's that person. And yeah. I don't know what else I can say about it. But it's really good. So check it out. So it's Secrets of Sulphur Springs on Disney Plus. So good. Yes, it is. Hey, you guys can also... you guys can let me know what you guys have been watching. Is there anything on Disney Plus you guys have been watching? You can email me. We still take emails. MousePire@gmail.com. You can go to anchor.fm/MousePire. Check that out. Or leave a message there of what you've been watching on Disney Plus. That one with, what do you call it? See, I'm already forgetting. Anyway, I'm not gonna sit here and try to remember. But yeah, different shows. I there's a lot of things on Disney Plus that I haven't got to that I want to watch. Oh, here it is. No, that's not the one. I'm over here scrolling. Maybe if I go to watch what I've been watching. Here we go. Oh, I remember now. Let's see. Yeah, The World According to Jeff Goldblum. That's what I was going to talk about. It's very interesting. Season 2 is out now. Actually, the second half of season 2 is out now. That's what I need to get back to. I saw the first 5 episodes of season 2. This season, oh, there's 10 episodes for season 2. Might be the same for season 1. Season 1 had 12 episodes. So check it out, The World According to Jeff Goldblum. If you haven't seen it, it's really, really cool. It's really unique. Talks about jeans. Talks about jewelry. Talks about magic. This season is... puzzles, motorcycles, birthdays, backyards, I'm going on in order. Tiny things, monsters, fireworks, magic. I already said that. Dance and dogs. So it's really cool. Episode 4 of the season was about fireworks. And basically talking about how we love fireworks. Hey, we love fireworks when we're at Disneyland, right? And it was really cool because he went to go talk to the owner of Pyro Spectacular. Do you guys know who they are? They only do every damn fireworks show in the country. They make all the fireworks for like TNT and Red Devil fireworks and stuff like that. They used to be located here where I live, in Rialto. Yeah, they were right down the street. And the guy who owns it, who's running it now, the son, we went to school with him and... Well, I guess my brother went to school with him. I don't remember him. My mom does. He was in my brother's Cub Scout pack, I think. Troop, whatever. But anyway, yeah, they used to be right here in Rialto. I think they still have a place here where they hold all the booths, all the firework booths and stuff here. But they used to test fireworks. It was really cool because we got to see fireworks go off from time to time. You'll see a fire go out because they're testing out there. But they keep, containers or whatever they store the fireworks in kept blowing up. There was a couple of firework or fires out here over there because of the fireworks, and they kept blowing up. So they are, I think, in somewhere in Victorville, I think, out there in the desert. Yeah, good place to store fireworks in the desert. So yeah, check that out. Pretty cool. The World According to Jeff Goldblum. That's another cool little Disney Channel or Disney Plus show to watch. And there's another one too. I'm trying to remember the name of it because it's always, you know, these ones that have big names. And you're like, why do you have to have such big names? And all right, here we go. On Disney Plus, The Mysterious Benedict Society. That's another one that's on Disney Plus that I've seen. It's pretty cool. If you haven't seen that one yet, it's a really cool story. And there will be a season two, I think. They just wrapped. I'm not sure. Excuse me. I think they just wrapped. So we'll be seeing season two maybe this summer. So that's another one that I wanted to talk about. Now, staying on the Disney Plus, how about, did you guys see this episode of The Book of the Mandalorian? Is that a spoiler? I hope not. I don't know. Hey, you guys should have seen it by now. So The Book of Boba Fett. Oh my gosh. There's so many things going on there. And there's so many things that that are being thrown in to, you know, from the past. Little nods of the past. Of the past Star Wars that's been thrown in there. A couple of things this week were thrown in from the past Star Wars movies, which was really cool. I'm not going to get into it because I'm not going to spoil it. But The Book of Boba Fett, I believe, has two more episodes left. And this week's episode, this past week's or whatever, on Wednesday's episode was really cool. A lot of the explaining was going on in that episode. And also, the Mandalorian got kicked to the curb. Oh my God. So rude. So rude. You guys got to check that out if you haven't seen it yet. I guess that's all the spoilers that I'm going to give on that. Let's see what else is going on. Oh my gosh. So let's see. I'm over here going through my list. Got to go back to the computer. Is it over here? That's not it. Is it over here? That might be it. I don't know. All right, so we got a new trailer a few weeks ago, whenever that was, of Marvel Studios' Moonlight. So let's check that out.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I have a sleeping disorder. I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
Hello, and welcome to Staying Awake.
I think I'm losing it.
We'll catch you on. You're bloody useless. Stevie.
Steven. I can't tell the difference between life and dreams.
Thank you.
Lost the contact lens.
Hope you find it.
Thanks. Yeah.
Oh my God, you're alive. What's wrong with you, Mark?
Why did you call me Mark?
It must be very difficult.
The voice in your head.
Shut up!
There's chaos in you. Embrace the chaos.
All right, that looks really interesting. I was thinking of, like, how, like, annoying it would be not be able to sleep. That's when the first time I saw the trailer and I saw that, I was like, dang, I don't know. And then whatever else is going on with this guy. I've never heard of Moonlight, you know, Marvel has so many characters that we don't know about, and they're slowly introducing these characters to us. People who know Marvel and the comics know everything, of course they know all these characters, but they got so many characters and it's so hard to you know, keep track of. But this is going to be in a series streaming on Disney Plus. Speaking of Disney Plus, on March 30th. So that's another thing that we can look forward to. You know, we had Hawkeye and, you know, all those other things that we were watching. Like I said, so much stuff to keep track of. Speaking of Marvel characters, I saw something about Guardians of the Galaxy that what's his name? Gunn. Can't remember his first name. Anyway, the director, he's been trying to get Marvel's character, the Bug, on there for the last three movies now, and can't get it from. Can't get the rights back from. It's a toy company. I just saw it real quick. I don't remember. I don't know if it's Mattel or something. Some toy company has the rights to that character, and he's been trying to get it in the movies for the last three movies now. Tim Gunn. Was it Tim? No. Peter? No. Matt? I don't know. I forgot. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about. Yeah, so I thought that's pretty interesting. So yeah, like I said, so many characters Marvel has, and at times it gets, you know, hard to keep track of. Now, unfortunately, right after this trailer comes out, we hear that one of the, you know, stars of Moon Knight. One of the stars, Gaspard Ulliel, passed away of an unfortunate skiing accident. And I'm not familiar with his work, but that's really it's really sad to hear that. You know, I don't know who Moonlight is, but it's sad that you know, you just did this Marvel series, and like other Marvel series, it's going to, you know, explode. And I'm just going through this. So Oscar Isaac is the star of this. He okay. So I'm going through this. He plays Mark Spector, Moonlight. Light. Why can't you see Moonlight? Not Moonlighting. Moon Knight. And Gaspard plays Anton Maggart, and he's Moon Knight Man. So, yeah, that's just really sad that accident happened. I'm just gonna go through his. Let's see, he's a French actor. So that's probably why I'm really not familiar with his work. But unfortunately, yeah, he passed away after a ski accident. I don't really know what happened. I didn't really read too much about it, but I just think that's really sad, and yeah, it sucks. But we'll see what happens after that, see what character the Moonlight Man is. But we'll be streaming, like I said, March 30th on Disney Plus. You can check it out then. I know I'll be watching it because I'm going to have to try to keep up with all this Marvel stuff. Doesn't mean I'm going to actually understand what's going on. so hard to keep track, like I said. All right, so let's see, what else do I have on my list? All right, keeping on the Disney Plus track, we also got an announcement that we'll be seeing more of Tim Allen in his role as Scott Calvin, you know, in Santa Claus. I guess there will be a new series coming to Disney Plus. Not sure what the name is right now, but we know it's, you know, part of the Santa Claus movies. The character, which is a pretty cool movie. I like the series. I've seen them all. And we'll be getting a series based on those movies on Disney Plus. And let's see, I'm just going through real quick, trying to see if, I don't think we have a date on that or when production's going to start. So, really quick story there. More Santa Claus coming to Disney Plus. A series coming to Disney Plus. Pretty soon. Pretty cool. Now, I just heard a little bit of this next thing about Snow White. I guess Disney's making live-action Snow White. And there was a basically, just trying to get to my thing here. Actor Peter Dinklage basically was on a podcast show talking about the new Snow White. And basically he was saying that basically, you know, we you know, this nowadays people are changing things and trying to make, you know, the roles different and things like that. But they're still basically putting dwarves out there as dwarves and things like that. Now, if you don't know who Peter Dinklage is, he's on Game of Thrones. He was also in, he's in a lot of things. He's a really good actor. But the thing that is Elf. Elf with Will Ferrell, you know, Buddy the Elf. And, you know, I think Elf is now a Christmas classic. So, yeah, Peter Dinklage was in there. And Buddy thought that he was an elf. And he was, Peter's character wasn't really happy with that and basically attacked Buddy, which was really cool. It was funny. So, yeah, if you guys don't know who he is, that's that guy. And like I said, he's been in a lot of things. And of course, Game of Thrones being one of the most popular things. So what he said was, this is from him on a podcast interview. He said, I don't know if I want to say it or, well, probably want to say it or, play it. He said, literally no offense to anyone, but I was a little taken back when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White, but you're still telling the story of Seven White and the Seven Dwarfs. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, but you're still making that effing backward story about seven dwarfs living in a cave together. What the F are you doing, man? Have I done nothing to advance the cause from my soapbox? I guess I'm not loud enough. I don't know which studio that is, but they were so proud of it. All love and respect to the actress and all the people who thought they were doing the right thing, but I'm just like, what are you doing? So this, I don't know if we ever talked about Snow White, live action. And, after hearing what he said, you know, I thought about it for a minute. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you got a Latina actress playing Snow White. Disney went and casted an African-American actress to play, what's her name? The Little Mermaid. And so they're going through these things. They're going through it, you know, and changing up. You know, let's get diverse in our casting. And that's all fine. And until you think about the dwarves and all that and just think about what he's saying. You know, little people have, it's not hard being, or not hard, it's not easy being a little person. And to see, you know, the stuff that they have to go through, not just physically, you know, but abuse they get, you know, people making fun of them, things like that. And they're trying to say, you know, hey, we're regular people. Yeah, we're shorter but you know, basically, you know, they're trying to get a past the way people see them. And you know, back in the day, they're cast as dwarves, they're cast as munchkins, right? And there's also, if you guys didn't know, a lot of little people played Ewoks in, you know, Return of the Jedi. And can't forget Time Bandits. Remember that movie in the 80s? It was a good movie. Oh, and don't forget, never mind. Anyway, so yeah, he made that point. And it's really, you know, that, you know, I guess it's something that you guys don't think about, not just you guys or me. As he's like, well, hey, you got a Latina actress. Why are we still doing dwarves? And Disney came out and said, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with the members of the Dwarvism community. Now, that's funny how they said these seven characters, not these seven dwarves. We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period. So that's basically what Disney said about that. I don't know. I guess we're going to see what happens with this and how Disney changes dwarves into what I've seen, something about magical creatures or something. I don't know. But, hey, I mean, I think it's really... it's really cool to see someone like Peter speak out against this and just, he's not against the movie. He's just against, hey, let's keep dwarves and dwarves and you know, show them as little dwarves. So I think it's cool how the comments he made about that. Just like, whoa, the horses. And are now rethinking, which is something they should do. So, props to Peter Dinklage on that. Awesome. All right, so let's see, what's up? What's up next? I got a text message. So, hold on, let me... see who's texting me. All right, I'm back. All right, so I guess Disney revealed some concept art for a quote unquote Club 33 style Magic Key Lounge for Magic Key pass holders. I don't know where this was revealed. I couldn't find anything about it, like where Disney, you know, both, you know, where Disney actually say, hey, we're doing this. But I guess what's going on is they are doing renovations to the Magic Key Terrace, not Terrence, but Terrace over at California Adventure. That's where we had... they had like things going on over there for Magic Key holders. So they're redesigning that area. And it's going to be an exclusive space for Disneyland Magic Key holders. And they're just trying to say it's similar to Club 33 or the 1901 Lounge. Those of you guys haven't been there, it's pretty cool. 1901 is pretty cool. So they're just going to make it artsy, fancy. It says here that Imagineer Kim Irvine said, when we started our Magic Key program, the park decided that it would be a really great thing to have a location for them that they could call their own. Kind of like Club 33 has their own location. Now the Magic Key members have the same thing, which is really wonderful. So that's something they're going to be working on. She also went to say, but the upstairs was never really finished to the point where it had a good story with a compelling look to it. So with a lot of research, we came up with the story of an old Californian hacienda that had all the beauty and heavy wooden beams, colorful Spanish tile, and terracotta floors, and it's built on that. It's very much meant for sitting and chatting about your day, sharing photos, and really enjoying the space, not feeling rushed. Well, you might feel rushed if it's small and you got other people trying to get in. So, hey, we have a spot that we can be able to call our own, I guess. That's what they said. A new Magic Key Lounge. I think it'd be pretty cool. I don't know. You just know that once this thing opens, there's going to be a ton of people trying to get over there. So what are they going to do? Tell people you only have a certain amount of time to get up there? Probably. So, hey, we'll have probably get more details on that later. Find out when they expect to open that and everything, how that's all going to work. So there you go. Magic Key Lounge. Over at California Adventure. All right. So the next thing I'm going to talk about is... there's a brand new window over at Disneyland. Disney legend Dave Smith, founder of the Walt Disney Archives, was honored with his own window. And it is above the Fortuosity Shop. And that's over there on Main Street, of course. That's the watch shop. Well, it used to be the watch shop. I used to go in there and buy watches, and they used to have artists over there that would do watches, like art on the watches for you. You can pick one. You can still pick them and order them, I believe. I think they kind of still do. I don't know. But it used to be like watches and stuff, and now it's just a lot of crap in there. But, yeah, he got his own window, which is really cool. That was on Monday. If you guys didn't hear about that. Now, if you guys don't know who Dave Smith is, like I said, he was the founder of the Disney Archives, Walt Disney Archives. And there's a lot of stuff on there. There's been things on Disney Plus that different type of shows that actually took you into the archives and show you some of the things that aren't in there. So, I can't remember what it is, but it has to do something with Disneyland. So, but, yeah, he archived everything Disney that was there in Disneyland and like the Disneyland TV show, all the stuff that has to do with Disney is in there. Disney World. And he also, back in the day, I think this is when California Adventure opened, and this is when the Disneyland annual passes, I think that's when we had the three passes. I'm just trying to think. I don't know if it was the two or three passes before the Selkel stuff happened. There was a premium pass. I can't remember. But anyway, when you got since you had the bigger pass, the premium, I believe, part of that, you got a subscription to a Disney magazine. Now, I can't remember the name of the magazine, but you would get it, you know, every month. And in that magazine had a thing called Ask Dave. So you would send in a question or something, and then they would publish it and say, you know, ask your question, and then Dave would answer your question. So that's when I first heard of Dave Smith, was through that magazine. And I always look forward to ask Dave to read, you know, what the question was and what his answer was. And then later on, I became more familiar with him and things like that. But then, like, I'm just trying to think here. Later on, Disney bought, I think, like, Family Magazine or something like that. So instead of getting the Disney Magazine, they stopped doing the Disney Magazine. And they send you the stupid Family Magazine. I'm like, I don't need this crap. I don't need recipes. I don't need this crap. I'd rather have the Disney thing. But yeah, we started getting that. And then, of course, we started getting nothing. So anyway, yeah, Dave Smith got his window. Kind of like getting a star on the Walk of Fame, right? Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, it's like I said, Dave was a Disney legend, or was, you know, named a Disney legend in 2007. And he passed away on February 15th, 2019. He was 78 years old. And here it says that he left a lasting mark on the legacy of the archives and the people he met along the way. Well, all I can say is it's about time. He really, really deserves it. And he did a great job, and he knew everything. And in case you guys want to get more familiar with Dave Smith, he has a book called Disney A to Z. And you can go and look for that, Disney A to Z. By Dave Smith. And I'm just trying to think. He might have some other books, but that's the most popular book he has right there. So, yeah, Dave Smith gets his window on Main Street. Good job. Awesome. Awesome. Nice to hear. All right, so... real quick, I saw this the story in the LA Times. I thought it was pretty interesting. It says the Walt Disney Company has been approved for a patent to project moving 3D images on real-world objects to interact with theme park visitors, make it easier to create interactive attractions throughout its theme parks. The U.S. Patent Office approved a patent for Disney Enterprises last month for a technology described as a virtual world simulator. Disney's officials say they have no immediate plans to use the technology. Says the Burbank media giant already uses 3D projections to cast moving images on sprays of water in the light show dubbed World of Color at Disneyland, or Disney California Adventure, and Fantasmic in Disneyland, as well as on buildings and rides during nightly firework displays on Main Street USA. The technologies described in the patent would not be geared for large audiences, but would instead track individual visitors around the parks and project images specifically for them on nearby objects, buildings, and walls. Imagine walking by a wall and having Mickey Mouse appear and wave and dance in front of you. Sounds kind of creepy. People would not have to wear special goggles or headsets to see the images, according to the patent. Visitors can be tracked through their smartphones or devices as they are carrying, so that the tracking information could be relayed to a computer connected to the projections devices located throughout the theme parks. After locating the visitors, the virtual world simulator could project an image of a Disney character in front of the guests, with hidden speakers providing voices for an immersive experience, according to the patent. Wow. Instead of building animatronic characters or hiring actors in costumes to entertain and communicate with guests, Disney could use the technology to interact with guests through 3D projections, according to experts who have read the patent. A large-scale version of the so-called projection mapping technology has been popular at theme parks and other entertainment venues. The technology uses lasers to scan the surface of buildings and structures to create a virtual 3D landscape that is uploaded to a digital server, so the 3D projectors have the ability to project images on uneven surfaces such as trees or buildings. So that's really interesting. You know what? That's, wow. So think about it. What if you're over there in the over there by Snow White's grotto, and you're walking over there, and all of a sudden, Snow White says something to you. She appears a projection, or one of the seven magical creatures appears to you. That's crazy. That's wow. But then again, they want to use your phone to track you. Yeah. Big brother right there. Well, like it said, Disney has no immediate plans on using that technology, but I'm sure they're going to be testing it pretty soon. Yes, I'm sure they will. I don't know what to think about that. What do you guys think about that? Let me know. Not head over, but email me. mousepower@gmail.com. And let me know what you think about that. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of the Mouse Power Podcast. So I just want to say that I'm glad I'm back, and hopefully I will start feeling better. I want to get rid of this cough. It's not as bad right now. It's one of those times that, you know, you start getting those coughing attacks, and yeah, so whatever. Anyway, hey, don't forget to, you can support us over on things. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. What else is there? Twitter, YouTube, Snappies, TikToks, MousePower. Search MousePower, you'll find us. You can support us over on patreon.com/MousePowerPodcast. Any donation would help, and you can get some perks along the way. Oh, don't forget, you can always go over to dgpclothing.com, get some merchandise there, or we can custom make something for you. It's easy. All right. Hey, don't forget, you can always email us, mousepower@gmail.com. Yes. Let us know what's going on with you guys and any questions or anything like that. Simple. Easy. Or you can join the NPC, be part of the Mouse Power crew. Go over to anchor.fm/MousePower. Record a message like you heard today. Dan did that. He did four messages for today. They're just got to talk for about a minute. You got a minute limit. Or if you got more to say, just record another one, just like Dan did. So, hey, it's easy as that. And it'd be nice to hear someone else for a chance. Doesn't mean I don't want to hear Dan, but let's get some more people going. Hey, don't forget Lunar New Year's going on in the parks. I was going to mention that, but I forgot. But I haven't been there. So if you guys are having fun, awesome. All right, so that's it for today. For Bob Saget, Sidney Poitier, Meatloaf, Louie Anderson, Ian Alexander Jr., Peter Robbins, Ronnie Spector, and Gaspar Ulio, I'm Diggs. Bye.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. Audio, sound bites, and other clips are property of their copyright holders. All original stuff is ours and property of mousepire.com.